Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
All right, man, it's the month of December, man. We're at show number 167. And it's not a Christmas show, man, even though it's December, and that's what we like to do. The name of the show is Punishing Infinity. Give you one guess what this show is going to be about. But without getting into that just so quickly and so soon and premature, it's Vans on Patrol time! My name is Montego Bradley. I'm the host of Vans on Patrol. With me is the entire posse. Miss Tiffobot, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
You hear that damn intro? I'm super good.
I know. It's very powerful.
Very powerful. All I needed was a hammer in my hand and lightning hitting it without me getting fried. And Smooth himself.
SMOOVE. Still Smooth, not Dwayne.
And how are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good. Son, you was fighting yourself over there.
Oh, I'm not fighting myself, man. That's pumpness. That's my spidey sense tingling. That's the hammer getting hit on the ground. That's the shield being thrown. Because we talking about the Infinity War. We finally got some Infinity action on the boob tube, the YouTube, and all the other tubes this week. And we're going to talk about it this week.
Yeah.
And we're also going to talk about, or we're going to talk about some Marvel editor, goofy antics. I'm really interested to see what the posse has to say about this story.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some news, but I'm not so sure it's really news. We got some casting news and with Robin and Teen Titans, but I don't know if it's some news. But we'll see how it goes. Anyway, we're gonna do. It's a cue that Rocky music right there. God damn it, because I'm shuffling in my seat and I'm ready to get it on. We got a rematch from the superhero Facts on Patrol. Oh. And this week we do have Kip. So we making it. We doing it real. I want a rematch, Tiff, so it's on.
Oh my God. Well, you're going to win.
No, right. That's not true. We don't know.
Bull crap.
And we talking about crazy superheroes this week. So we're talking about Moon Knight. We went to go get one of the craziest ones they have. And in the comics, we have 189 Moon Knight, Marvel Comics. And on the main finale today, we're going to talk about the craziest superhero ever put on something on his chest. And that's The Punisher, Netflix The Punisher. So we're going to do a review, discussion, spoil the shit out of it, all that stuff. And that's going to be the show for today. So it sounds like a dope one to me. What about y'all?
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
All right, I need y'all to get hype with me because it's almost time to talk about Infinity War. But are you ready to roll?
Yes.
Yeah, like optimist.
Let's roll out.
All right, man, we are back, man. It's time for the big stuff, man. Before we get into talking about the trailer, though, you guys get a chance to look at some of those groovy pictures from Vanity Fair. You know, they did the cover the week before, and then they actually threw the pictures in there and all that stuff. They had almost everybody who was in the movie.
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah.
What you think of that, Smooth? You like those pictures?
Yeah. It's interesting that you see that Thor has a hammer.
It's right there in the front, man.
It's right there. Right. Yeah, it's right there. Well, yeah, I mean, he didn't have a hammer.
Nah. Yeah. But if you watched it, I don't want to spoil the movie, I don't feel like doing spoilers right now. But, there's some things that happen. Well, you saw the hammer get blown up in the last movie, right? In the trailer and stuff, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Is that John Stewart? Is John Stewart in this?
No, John Stewart is a Green Lantern. That's DC.
No, man. I'm talking about the comedian that did, what's in it, The Daily Show. The guy looks like John Stewart that's standing in the suit. In front of the Vision and next to Drax.
Oh, I'm not looking at the pictures at the moment. Yeah. I don't think it's Jon Stewart.
No,
I didn't notice that.
what you think of this stuff, Tiff?
I think it's interesting that like a superhero movie gets to be in Vanity Fair.
Star Wars always gets to be in Vanity Fair.
I know, but Star Wars is like a cultural. Now it's like now they've attained that status. Do you know what I mean?
I agree and understand.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's just, and here's the thing. Vanity Fair always makes beautiful photos. So you already have these beautiful people and the stuff that you like, and you get these beautiful photos, and it's always really fun. I used to buy the Vanity Fair special editions all the time with stuff that I liked on them. Mm-hmm. But then you have a bunch of magazines lying around your house, and you're like a hoarder. So
why do I have this here? Why did it stack it over here?
Right. Especially now that you can look at that stuff online.
Yeah, well, the stuff that you really want to see comes online, and you check out the pictures, and you call it a day. Because that old picture of Carrie Fisher in the slave girl thing, in the water, playing around, smiling, looking super sexy, I think that was a Vanity Fair shoot. You know, they see her on the beach, and it's actually, you know, she's smiling. It's a real iconic picture. I actually think that was, I could be wrong, nerds. Calm down. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I think that was a Vanity Fair shoot way back in the day, Return of the Jedi and stuff. So I like the pictures. I mean, it was simple. It wasn't no big deal. It's just white background. But I guess what I took from it was the amount of players in this movie, because it's more than one movie, you know. Yeah. They split it in half, unless they change that. Did anybody hear anything different?
No, I see Hawkeye in here.
Yeah, so they calm down, smooth. Yeah. But it's a lot of players in this movie, and nobody does it like Marvel. So I was talking to somebody, man, and they were saying that when they saw the trailer, they didn't dislike, I guess, Justice League a little bit more. Because that's what Justice League, the movie, supposed to be. It's supposed to be that iconic. And I agree, but again, we talked about Justice League last week, and the thing about it is they started out wrong. They'll never get back on track again unless they decide to reboot the entire thing. And another thing here, I should have made this point last week, but don't be mad at DC. Be mad at Christopher Nolan, because if y'all remember, you know, people talk about how bad the DC movies is, but the damn Batman movies was the shit.
Yeah,
everybody loved them.
Yeah, the trilogies.
And
yeah,
they wanted to go with their stuff using that character in that world.
Right.
And no, you can't. No, it's just standalone. There's no other heroes in my Batman universe. And he jacked it up for DC.
He did that.
He's the reason why they had to start fresh, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
No.
F that guy, you know?
Yeah.
So, man. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, they had a trailer for the trailer, right? They had a stupid reaction trailer.
Yeah.
With fans. Yeah. It was an official thing, too.
What?
Yeah, people. Oh, when I first saw the Avengers,
yes,
I was like, "What the fuck?" Tiff, I don't understand reaction videos.
Nope, I don't either. You know, I fucking don't. I don't care. I don't care what other people fucking think about. Like, okay, that's not true, because I like to listen to podcasts, but that's like reactions after, like, and it's like opinions and like reasons.
Right.
I like that.
Me too.
I don't like people being like, "Whoa, right. Oh my god!" Like, okay, I have myself to be engaged with and excited. I don't need someone else to be like, it's almost like there must be like a psychological thing about like, if someone else is excited, I'll get excited.
Right. Well, I don't want to watch you watch.
No.
You don't want to feel that energy that they might have, or that good feeling might be contagious.
So. I don't think so, Smooth. I don't want to watch you watch. I can give a damn about you watching.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I feel you on that. It just show, maybe it shows a split screen on them, and then they see what you see.
Well, they went all the way back to the original Avengers, that was the people's, how they felt. Almost like, where were you when Kennedy died? Where were you when Reagan got shot?
Yeah. like it was a landmark event.
I remember. I was sitting right here, and oh my god. Get the hell out of here, man. That's just, stuff is stupid to me. And if y'all like that stuff, we just offended the hell out of you, so we're going to apologize for that. But,
well, to each his own.
To each his own. So then they came out with the Big Daddy. And I'm not going to go first. I let one of y'all go first, man. Who wouldn't go first? And say, how'd you feel about this thing that you was looking at? Smooth.
I really, it was like when you was a little kid, and, you know, it was something that you was anticipating to see or get, and you get it. You know, or it's like
you
like,
felt rewarded.
I felt rewarded, like I conquered that big jump on my dirt bike. You know what I mean? That everybody was looking. They said he can't do it, and I did it.
You know,
and I had, you know what I mean? That's that feeling.
When you think about this thing, you know what I thought? This is not my goal, but when I thought this started back in 2008. Damn.
Yeah.
Iron Man, and when they were making Iron Man, it was a joke. You know, they were like, nobody's going to give a shit about an Iron Man movie. Why is Marvel doing this? Because he's not one of their marquee heroes. He's no Spider-Man. He's no, you know, he wasn't one of the big daddies. And they were taking a lot of shit doing Iron Man. And it was looked to be a flop until they had that one teaser trailer with him just flying. And yeah. he just took off in the clouds. And everybody was like, oh, shit, this is real. Yeah. Tiff! What do you think about this this thing here? I'm trying not to call it a certain thing.
No, it looks so good. Like, you know, sometimes you get a little trailer fatigue. Does that happen to you?
I will say I get trailer fatigued. I will agree. Yes.
Yeah. So like, I was like, I don't know if I care to watch another trailer. I don't know if I was just in a bad mood. But like, I turned it on and I was like, Jesus Christ, I cannot wait until 2018. It looks so good. And here's the thing, you guys. I've never been into this, but when I saw... We're allowed to talk about what happens, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can't spoil no goddamn trailer.
Right.
We can't spoil a commercial.
I didn't...
It's just a commercial.
Never mind. When I saw Peter Parker and his spider sense...
I just said the same thing.
I was like... Yes. I'm so excited. Like,
I'm with you with that one, Tiff. That was probably my favorite moment. I had two favorite moments. That's one I agree with you.
So I'm super pumped about just here's the thing. And then at the end, when the Guardians of the Galaxy show up.
That was awesome. Awesome.
I was like, I can't wait for this huge fucking team up. I hope they don't show up at the end of the first movie. Because then I'll know they won't really be in it until the second movie, and that'll make me sad.
$20 says that's exactly what's going to happen.
No, yeah.
No. Now I think they'll have a bigger part because it's you know.
They got a whole nother movie space for them to be in.
That is true.
They got a whole nother movie, you know? So my favorite moment was the spider sense because, you know, they hadn't touched the spider sense, you know?
Right, yeah.
And right, when I saw that, and just the way it was shot, just so masterful, you know, with the city in the background and stuff. And so that gave me goosebumps. Mm-hmm. And the other, there was two, the Thor thing when the Guardians gave me goosebumps. But I really got goosebumps when, someone give this man a shield. I was like, oh, God. Yes, get him a shield, garbage can top, something. Give him something to throw. The man needs something round to throw right now, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was good. Everybody notices Natasha's blonde hair. I don't know if I like it. I mean, I think that's her natural. I think she kind of looks like that, brownish.
I think so. Yeah, me too. Dirty blonde.
But I like the red head on her. It looks
I
good.
Did too. Nostalgia.
How about all those warriors out there?
That was slick too.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, y'all, they didn't brought the Chitauri warriors from the Ultimates cartoon.
Oh, you're talking about the bad guys?
Yeah, the aliens with the multiple arms.
Right.
If anybody remember the Ultimates movie. Ultimates 1 and 2, they had the Chitauri come from outer space and all that
stuff. The animated version, right.
And so it looked, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So let's talk about animated characters, Tiff. You know.
All right.
And so.
Yes, okay, so.
Yeah, I thought about you every time I looked at him.
He doesn't look that good. I think we can all admit that.
I will admit that.
Who, Thanos?
Yeah.
He doesn't look that good. But here's the thing. If the rest of the movie is good, it's okay that we make a boo-boo or two.
Well, and it might not be done either, because I will say this about Justice League.
He looked like Debo a little bit.
Debo. give me your snack, punk. you know, Cyborg in the Justice League, I think, did look better about time he got to the screen. I mean, he wasn't perfect, Tiffobot, but I still think they did a way better job from the trailers.
Well, he wasn't the worst. He wasn't the worst offender. It was
you hated
Steppenwolf.
You hated Steppenwolf. Well, Thanos being an oversized character to me kind of reminded me of Steppenwolf, and I mean, it's just far as I think they looked about the same quality. What do you think, Tiff?
Yeah.
What about you, Smooth?
I can't disagree.
Nah, I mean, I'm not saying it looked terrible, but right,
but yeah, as far as
CG,
completely
CG characters. It's unless you're doing a Star Wars movie, it's not going to look that great, you know. What is it? May 2018.
Yep. I'm so excited. When I saw that, I was like, hell yeah!
Man, that's right around the corner. So it's going to be a pretty big summer for Marvel, man. So we have T'Challa coming up in what, February?
Yeah.
you have
Black
Panther.
Black Panther, and we have Deadpool.
Deadpool, that's Fox, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
There's talk again that those talks have resumed again with Fox and Marvel.
Yeah, they're probably trying to do an X-Men Avengers in the future.
I wouldn't be surprised if these bastards, before this movie is over with, that X-Men come flying in the air.
Right. Yeah, I mean, why not? Yeah, why not? That would be great.
And the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, because they got to be they might release
that. That would be so amazing. That would
be cool.
Right, right.
That would be awesome.
Talk about some secret shit, you know. Come in and George Clooney is Mr. Fantastic. Oh, perfect casting. He already got the salt and pepper. Oh, so I think that's it, man. Anybody got anything else to say about the Infinity War?
I can't. I am so excited. I'm sorry. That's the most exciting thing. It's so exciting.
Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm surprised about. I'm surprised Smooth did not sit here and talk about that Iron Spider suit, because I know that's his thing.
No, I mean, I did. I want the original colors, but I do like the Iron Spider suit. You think that what's the name? No, I don't think the legs are coming out the back.
Nobody wants to say nothing about Doctor Strange, huh?
No, I love Doctor Strange. It's just like, it's hard with these trailers because, like, well, here's the thing. If I wanted to talk about, we could probably talk about this trailer for the whole episode of the show.
I thought about making it the main topic, but we promised the people. we promised the people to punish you. So I said, oh, God, what do I do? You know?
I thought Doctor Strange was such a, like, surprise for how much I loved it, you know?
Yeah.
That when he showed up in Thor, I was like, yes, Doctor Strange. Yes.
I mean,
do you know what I mean? So, like, I'm excited to see him in this. I'm excited to see Loki in that Tesseract cube that he stole.
That we all knew his ass stole.
But now he's using it. You know he's using it for good.
Maybe not. No. I bet you his ass.
I bet he's
double agenting it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Loki. That's Loki.
Yeah, that's what he do. He's Loki, all about Loki.
Yeah.
At the end, I want to be in charge.
Right.
I really like seeing, it looks like the Hulk fell through the damn Sanctum Sanctorum, because there's Wong. And there's, you know, Marvel is not wasting the fact that they got Benedict Cumberbatch under contract. They like, use him. Put him in this one. You know, he looks good. You know, the people love it. The movie was good. Like, we're just going to put him everywhere. You know, throw him everywhere. So
I would.
Yeah, I would too. Shit, I would, while I have. So they said that this will be the end of Marvel's stage 4, and then they'll be, you know, starting all over.
Oh,
you know? Well, I don't know if they're starting over or
going to stage 5 though. But like you said, possibilities. Fantastic 4, like you said.
Well, yeah. Fantastic 4 is no Avengers though.
No, it's not.
Well, we rambled on about that for 20 minutes, so I guess I think we can let it go, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to let it go, y'all. We don't want to let it go. So speaking
Has it really been 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's been 20 minutes. We've been talking about it for 20 minutes. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. It felt like 2 minutes.
Nah. So
all right.
there's a new story at Marvel Comics, Steph, and I really...
Sure is.
I really wanted to hear your opinion on this story here, Jay.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah. This Marvel editor in chief admits that he invented a Japanese persona, C.B. Sobolski, and then he made up the name Akira Yoshida. He was double dipping, so to speak. He's getting paid off of Japanese comics that he was writing.
Well, he exclaims that he did this because they have a clause in the contracts in Marvel Comics that they're not allowed to be writers and do this, and so he just wanted to write. Right. Steph. How you feel?
Yeah,
about
you can't be.
How do you feel? Sorry. How do you feel about this mess here?
Okay, this is like so many layers, because would it have been like, okay, yeah, the thing is, the worst part about this is that he used a Japanese name so that he had credibility to write a Japanese story. So they could have theoretically hired a Japanese person to work at Marvel, where Asian people are underrepresented.
So taking our jobs, first of all, Mr. Man.
Right.
Right. Right.
Go ahead. Not that I'm.
Plus, he has no Japanese expertise. He just
strike two.
Right.
Second point. But here's the thing. Here's my major. Not that it's that's a big problem on its own. But, like, the reason that he couldn't get paid to be a writer and is because you can't be a writer and an editor at the same time at Marvel. That's right. One of their rules.
Yes.
So how did he... It wasn't just that he was... How did he...
Fool everybody?
You have to submit paperwork that says that you're a person. So how the hell did he do that? Did he make fraudulent paperwork? That's not just a Marvel issue. That's a crime.
Oh, wow, Jeff. Yeah, especially if
Am I wrong?
If you got paid for it, no, you're right. Yeah, because he got paid for it, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely. It's not a persona. You invented a person. Yeah,
you got paid for that.
Yeah. Right.
And you're getting paid for that, so you need a social security number.
Right. Yeah. Or like, I would assume an alien identification number. Right.
You need
is.
Something.
You need something, yeah. Some yeah, he falsified some facts here.
So, what the fuck?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, our roving reporter in the field, Tiffobot, has just cracked a goddamn case. This is bigger than just like, I'm so clever, right. Guys. Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm curious to know what exactly happened. The bigger possibility is that Marvel fucking knew this the whole time. Because there's just, it would be really hard to fraud a person into the, like, you know what I mean? Like, that. Yeah. So, like, they had to have known, and then, which is fine, whatever. I mean, like, not fine, but I'm just saying, like, they don't want to admit, if it was really that big of a deal, like, this is a fireable offense.
So,
at least.
Check this out. So, this article that we have came from the Daily Dot, and here it is. It says here that some Marvel workers said that they met him, swore that they met him.
Some Marvel workers saw an Asian person at Marvel Studios and was like,
That's him.
That must be Yoshida, whatever. That's him. Yeah. Fuck you, stupid racist Marvel people.
They said he appeared out of nowhere. Published a bunch of comics without appearing at any public events and then vanished without a trace. And some of the creators swore they met him. Yeah.
And they labeled this as being unprofessional, and he still gets promoted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is some boo on y'all. This is some bullshit here, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, this sounds like
tell us
good.
The truth.
Yeah.
He didn't want to just be like a person that like people wouldn't know. Those comics were popular because during that time, Japanese stuff was really popular, like manga and stuff like that. So he was capitalizing off the popularity of Asian culture at the time, and he stole jobs from a potential person who could have actually brought diversity to the Marvel Studios. Yeah. And then now he's Mr. I'm better than everyone because I'm the editor in chief. And he was like, and did you guys feel like when you were reading his apology, it was kind of like, yeah, that happened.
Yeah, oh. It was smug. It was real
to
smug.
To me, it almost seemed like he knew it was gonna come out, like, and
you're not gonna be able to do shit about it,
right? I don't give a shit,
right?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, because he said yeah, I told everyone this happened. It's like, okay, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, so
yeah, I just don't know about. Here's the thing: like, you should never use a marginalized society, like a minority's name, if you're a white person, to try to garner any kind of like clout or because like the thing about it is that you already have the power. As a white man, you don't need to fucking fuck around being a dickhead. Like, fuck you. And I just...
Yeah, cue that public enemy behind Tip's talking right there. Fight that damn power.
Right. It's just so insane to me. And then, because, like, there's this other person. This is not the same. It is the same. Have you ever heard of the movie John Dies at the End?
No. I think maybe from you.
I've seen John Dies at the End. Yeah,
I only talk about five things, you guys. So there's this movie, John Dies at the End, and I've actually never seen it, but it's based on a book. Well, you guys know I love to read books,
right?
But I went to go buy the book, and it's written by a person. The last name is Wang. Okay, so. But it's like an Asian name, and I was like, okay, cool, that's cool. There's not even a whole lot of Asian writers who get a big blockbuster book and all this stuff. I'm like, that's cool. It's a fucking white guy.
Oh, really?
Fuck you, dude. I didn't buy that book, and I'm never gonna watch that movie.
Go ahead, fight that power. You got to fight the power to be.
White people want everything, and then they want to be a minority too. Fuck you!
Yeah,
fuck you, Marvel.
This some crazy shit. It is. It really is. And it's just amazing how casual it just like.
Yeah, you look at it. He's so smug right here. Like, you can't touch me.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm so
I love
curious.
It. I love it.
Okay. All right. You should never have made me.
Hey, I was like, oh shit! I can't wait to listen to this. About this. Oh shit. Oh man! So this was some news I pulled out. I don't like this news story. It's basically this guy, Britain, what is that, Thrites?
Yeah, it's a weird name.
Yeah, he's going to be Robin in DC's Titan universe, right? So they got that TV show.
The stream service.
Yeah, and so they had an image with this kid looking exactly like Robin, you know, looks pretty good. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I don't really care about this. I just put this on here because we were supposed to have the Jurassic Park trailer on Thursday. What happened, y'all?
I think they got scared, man. They see that Infinity. He's like, oh, no, we not, no.
I think you might be right, man. Right,
they were like, no.
Tiff, am I right? It was supposed to be Thursday, right?
It's just like you said. It's like, have you ever gone to school and you're going to give a presentation and you fucking work so hard on it and you're like, yes. and then the kid that goes right before you has like rockets and like streamers and like the teacher's like looking with like, you're like, fuck, shit. I didn't do anything. This is a garbage paper mache volcano.
and the teacher's like, Mr. Bradley, are you, we only have 5 minutes, so if you don't want to go. Yeah. And you're like, no, I'm cool. I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah, dude just put on a laser light show, and here you come.
Yeah, they didn't do it.
Right, yeah.
And they ain't saying shit. But to be continued or nothing. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, it's like, you guys won't remember. They probably figured that too.
What if the next, they were like, well, we couldn't compete with that. Like, if they made it like a cheerful kind of camaraderie competition thing, I would think that would be, like, you know what I mean? I would appreciate that so much more than them being like, oh, we just weren't ready. Wink.
Right. He's like, did you guys see Infinity War? We did too. Trailer in 2 weeks. Right. Let you get that shit out of your system a little bit. Right. So we had no Jurassic Park trailer news to talk about. So I was all excited and stuff. And then I said, oh, huh. Robin is cast. Okay. Yeah. All right. I guess we could talk about that. Whatever. So that's it for the news, man. That's it for the news. So what we gonna do is I'm gonna ask Tiffobot if she can smack us with some social media presence with the quickness.
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
Thank you
for everything, Fans on Patrol. Go to fansonpatrol.com, and that's where you can find our archived shows, our new shows, art that Montego's done, articles written by people for us, which is great. And you can reach us directly at fans@fansonpatrol.com. That's an email so that you can give us your thoughts, your feedback, positive, negative, suggestions for shows, whatever you want. It's direct line to us. If you feel more comfortable getting to us on social media, we love that. We are at Fans on Patrol on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So that's where you can reach us, and we would love to hear from you. And then we are on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, iTunes, and TuneIn. And if you give us a review, a 5-star review, hopefully.
5-star.
I would love to read your review out and make you famous on the air. So please do that. We would appreciate it.
Indeed. Shout out to the Coke 45 Podcast. Shout out to the Countdown Podcast. Shout out to Soul Wizard Podcast. Shout out to the Nerd Podcast Mafia. That includes you, Missing in Action, Mr. Gareth Eastwood, hiding over there. But they're back. Open All Powers is back on the scene. Speaking of that, shout out to Jay Munson. I ain't talked to Jay in a long time. Well, shout out to that cat. Mm-hmm. I think that's all I want to shout out right now. Anybody else?
I had a dream about Open All Powers last night.
Wow,
for
Tiff.
Real.
Ooh, Tiff, what's your
name? They came to the United States. They came to a party that I was having. I got so drunk, they flew back to England without saying goodbye. That was my dream.
Tiff, that is so goddamn depressing.
I know! I woke up. You ever have those dreams where, like, you don't realize? I mean, obviously that's a dream because that did not happen. But for a while, you don't realize it's a dream because it's just such a weird mundane and also something that could happen. So I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to apologize to these people?
I suck.
Anyway, sorry about my horribleness just in general. And yes, shout out to Open All Powers.
Yes, shout out to Open All Powers. Shout out to oh shit, what's this? Phil Bautista. No, I just messed his name up. But shout out to you, homie. I see you over there. Shout out to Sean Ballou. God damn it. Shout out to Sean Ballou. I need to stop this. I'm just going to keep
making
on going. Shout out to Brendan Robinson.
Forever.
Anyway, Smooth, you got a shout out?
I was going to say shout out to Auto Man Ozzy and Miss Soul, LB, Shotty Boogie. These are people that just acquired that said they've been listening.
Okay, ain't that funny? I'm like, shout out to Stanley Goodspeed. And she's like, shout out to Open All Powers. And all the Smooth's friends sound like they like DJs and shit. Shout out to Funky Doug, Funk Master Flex 10. That's cool, Smooth. You're the coolest.
I like it.
You're the coolest of all of us, that's for sure. That we don't have
that
a
is,
goddamn.
That is the truth.
We don't think for a moment.
You guys, come on. You guys are cool.
Okay.
Come on. I just had a dream that people from a podcast came and visited me, and I got drunk and no one likes me. So we all know who's
right. Cool. And Tiff's nickname for me is Mr. Button all the way to the top. So
Mr. Button all the way to the top.
So I don't think so, Smooth.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with In the Comics, man. Okay, we were going to do a comic, but I'm the only one who read it, so we'll do it next week. So we'll be right back with Facts on Patrol with that Schlep Kip. We'll be right back. P-I-M-P. Well, can't no nigga put the pimpin' like me. Get them up, get them up. I get them hoes and put them up. I'm here with N-O-R-E. And can't nobody rip a club like we. Put them up, put them up. Get your set and put them up. Get your fingers, put them up, put them up. Get your rack and put them up, man. All right, man, we are back for the rematch, man. It's Facts on Patrol Part 2, superheroes and villains and stuff, because I'm a sore loser, and I just insisted to get it going. And if you never heard this segment of the show, Facts on Patrol is our question and answering segment. We normally take themes, and we try to keep it, you know, to what we're talking about. Since we got heroes heavy on the show today, we went back to heroes. We did heroes last week with the Justice League, and I got my cheeks beat out so bad. So I wanted a rematch, so that's what we're going to do. And we went down in the, you know, in the deep, and we went and found our boy. Kip is in the house to do the game. So, Kip, what do you got for us?
Hello, fans on patrol. Mr. Bradley.
What's up, my friend?
Tip Robot, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
All right.
All right.
I was expecting this.
I was too.
Right. Go ahead, sir.
All right, is everybody ready to play Facts on Patrol?
Yes, sir.
All right. I've heard last week you didn't do too good there, Mr. Bradley.
I got my cheeks tore out. No. I don't like it.
Okay, well, maybe you can redeem yourself.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's go. All right, Tifflebot. So, this question is for you. Remember, this is all superhero right. questions.
I'm ready to lose.
Ready to lose.
Bullshit. Look at that. Look how she preemptively. Get out of here, Tiff. I ain't thinking about you.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
John Constantine used a certain object to see a vision about the spear. What object was that? Would you like to answer that straight out for 2 points or multiple choice for 1 point?
Ooh, shit,
Tim. Oh.
That's a rough one. That's your boy, too.
I know, and I've read a lot of Hellblazer comics. Please go ahead and give me the multiple choice.
No problem. Is it A, a bathtub? B, a table? C, a chair? Or D, a couch?
Oh, I want to say a bathtub.
You are correct.
Yes, it was a bathtub. God damn it. Had to put the lady in the water. Yeah.
All right. Mr. Bradley.
Yes, sir.
This question is for you.
Ready.
This superhero's alter ego's name was Lamont Cranston.
Fuck.
His show started on radio and eventually branched into comics and other media.
Lamont.
A well-known catchphrase was the show from the show was, "Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of men?"
I know what it is.
Who is he? Would you like to?
Can I get straight out?
You can go straight out.
Is it the Shadow?
You are correct, Mr. Bradley.
I'm not upset because I love the Shadow so much. I'm just excited to hear you.
Happy for change.
Talk about him.
Yes. Question number two. What is Superman's two weaknesses?
Oh.
Would you like to answer straight out?
Would you like multiple choice?
I know.
I don't know the other one. Give me multiple choice, I guess.
Are we stealing?
Well, she did ask for multiple choice. Mm-hmm. She did not pass. Mm-hmm. So, multiple choice. A, would that be Samsonite and eggs? B, Carbonite and women? Or C, Kryptonite and magic?
This is no goddamn multiple choice.
Yeah, Kryptonite and magic.
You're correct. The answer is C. You are correct. Tipobot for 1 point.
I didn't know he was weak to magic.
Right. That's why the hero Shazam and Black Adam should beat the hell out of him, because he is a regular dude when it comes to magic. So in the comics, I like how they play that up real good, but they never really did it in the movies. Yeah, magic beats the shit out of Superman all day. But go ahead.
I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Montego Bradley, this is for you.
All right, sir.
Besides Alan Scott and Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern has also used this name as a secret identity. Would you like to have a multiple choice, or would you like to answer this straight out?
Oh, Kal Ratner, and that's John Stewart.
You are correct.
That's right. That's a 2 point.
So, Montego, you have 4.
Yes, sir.
Tipobot, you have 2.
All right.
I'm on the ball this week, y'all. I'm on the ball this week.
Tipobot, this question is for you. In the movie Anchorman, Ron Burgundy says that a superhero was denied a bank loan. Who was that superhero?
Oh, my God. You guys, I've never actually really seen this movie.
Me neither.
Would you like multiple choice or straight?
Yeah, I'll take multiple choice.
Is it A, the Phantom? B, the Flash?
Denied a bank loan.
C, the Punisher? Or D, the Human Torch?
Oh, hell. That ain't even,
obvious. The Punisher?
You are incorrect. Sorry.
Yeah, who was it?
It was the Human Torch.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie either.
Oh, that sound indicates that we are on the lightning round.
Time.
Mr. Bradley, this question is for you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bradley, who is the leader of the Morlocks?
Oh, that's Callisto.
You are correct.
That's a 2 point.
Oh, I feel good. I feel good.
Tifflebot, I feel bad for giving you this question.
All right.
Who is the villain with the whips in Iron Man 2?
That ain't hard.
Yeah, it is. I don't remember his name. Whiplash.
2 points. You got
that
it.
That is correct.
Shit. I don't remember. Get out of here.
I didn't remember, and then I was like, oh, that's it.
So hard.
For Mr. Bradley, who is in the lead at a comfortable pace here, if he gets this question correct, that will be game.
Game.
Who?
Bosses. Go ahead.
Who does Archangel want to destroy?
That's Apocalypse.
You are correct.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Bradley, you have won today's Facts on Patrol.
It's been a while. I feel so rejuvenated.
Tipplebot.
It's a beautiful
compilation
name.
Prize. I have drawn you a hand turkey.
Actually, I prefer that. I'm kind of glad I lost.
No, don't try to steal my joy. I feel good over
Mr.
here.
Mr. Bradley, you get bragging rights for the day, and you have ended your slump.
I did not. Goddamn slump. Shit. Okay.
And thank you all for having me once again.
Thank you, sir, for coming. I love Kim. Goodness gracious. Woo! Shit. Tiff, it feel good. God damn it.
I know. I noticed that you had to have a rematch.
I gotta stop losing. Shit. Anyway, it got bad. All right. So that's going to do it, man, for Facts of Patrol. We're going to come right back. It's main topic time. Put on your big black shirt and hide your kids and get under the bed, because he's coming. The Punisher's coming. We'll be right back. It's Punisher time, man. So we've been waiting for this one, man. 2017 Punisher. Now, let's just be real quick and go around the room, and we're just gonna say whether if we liked it or not, and then we'll get into it. Tifflebot, what you think of the Punisher?
Full disclosure, I wasn't able to finish the whole series. I got up to about episode 9.
So far.
It's pretty far. It's okay.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Smooth, what about you?
I like this stuff, dog.
Is this a thumbs up for you?
This is a thumbs up.
Okay, and I don't normally like violence, and I really don't like this character. Y'all know that, but this was very, very, very good. And I'm glad. I think it's one of the better ones. And I'm glad because, you know, with the Defenders and the other one that came out, Iron Fist, you know, people really weren't that hot on those two. So I was hoping that Marvel wasn't going to, you know, the Netflix shows was going to go
fizzle.
Yeah. But to me, this brought it way back up. So that's just my opinion. So we're going to go into spoilers. Hit them spoilers over there. And if you haven't, we are going to talk about everything from the beginning to the end. And so if you haven't watched it, you know, just pause it or come back. But come back and listen to it, though, because we're going to have fun. So, man, Frank Castle, he's back right off the heels of the Daredevil show, running people over in a goddamn van, talking about one bash two. And I was like, goddamn, I'm in for one of them shows. How did you feel when you saw that, Smooth?
It's great. Here we go. I'm ready for the ride. I know what I'm getting into here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey.
I know what I'm getting.
That's a great point, because if you didn't, if you wasn't sure what you was getting into, you knew by that.
Right, yeah.
It was like, goddamn. The dude was like, he was like watching it come too, like, wait a minute.
Right, yeah. Nah.
Like, oh, God.
And you heard the crunch too.
Yeah, it was bad. So, what about you, Tiff? I mean, you like this character.
This first episode, I feel, is really good. It's very strong.
Yeah.
It was kind of slow, though.
Yes, but the whole, and here's the thing, it only gets slower from here.
You thought so?
Yeah.
I thought it had a decent pace. See, we got different ideas about pacing, because I didn't mind. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you my biggest complaint out the damn door about this whole thing.
Do it.
The goddamn flashbacks, looking at that woman's face all up close.
What the fuck?
Oh, it's not just me. Okay.
No, it's just like, and then, okay. In some ways, there is something more intimate about touching someone's face than having, you know what I mean? Like, that felt more awkward to watch and look at for extended periods of time.
They just kept
than
doing
some
it.
Some of the sex scenes. I know.
They just kept doing it.
And she
it.
Was just like, and here's, you know, here's the thing. Be honest. Be fucking honest. Everybody who's listening to this podcast who's ever had a girlfriend or a husband, how often do you lovingly rub their fucking face? Never.
Let me explain. We don't touch faces in this house because your hands is dirty.
Right.
And you know, you don't, I don't do that with, I don't, you know, I try not to touch my wife's face, you know, I don't want her to get, you know, bumps and shit from whatever I touched, you know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't touch your face.
Right.
You know,
not, like, not with your hands.
I might grab them cheeks, but I ain't touching your face.
Right, right.
Not the cheeks on the cheeks. Right. I might grab the lower cheeks. Right. But I'm not grabbing
people don't touch
your
faces.
Hey, baby. So, throughout the whole series, my biggest drawback about the whole thing, and I know that the flashbacks was necessary to show an origin, but I was hoping they would just do it in the beginning and call it a day. But they kept doing alternate, you know, or, you know, origins, and then the real didn't bother me so bad. But I just got so sick of seeing that lady come in that bedroom.
I know.
Oh, with the white background, with the lights.
We'll have all the time.
I know. Right. So that was my gripe.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
That was my gripe.
Well, and I can see why it was done. I mean, it was basically saying, yo, should I end it? Just, you know, come home. I mean, it was obvious, you know.
I think I like Pete better than I like Frank.
You like Pete?
Yeah.
I like Pete too. Pete.
Right. Pete was more reserved. Yeah, a little more reserved.
Pete was up there beating on that wall.
Yeah.
At the construction site.
Right.
And I was like, why are these guys messing with? He don't look like he can't whoop no ass over here.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right. You should look at him hitting the wall, man.
He's beating the wall.
Right.
And then the poor little Hispanic kid. I'm like, dude.
Just want to fit in.
Can't you see these dudes as pieces of the shit?
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Did he talk to Frank? Frank pushed that kid with him because he should have just let him hang out. Because Frank was like, listen, thank you for the sandwich, but you know, I don't really want to hear what you got to say. Like, God damn, dude.
Well, man,
that's what Punisher is, though. He doesn't want friends. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
That's why you like Pete better, because Pete is really the Punisher. And the Punisher is Mr. Talks a lot. That was the weirdest part for me, was that, like, there's a lot of, like, Mike said this is like the expositioner, where, like, it's just constantly him talking and telling his backstory and telling people, like, how he felt about his wife. It's like, if you like the Punisher, I feel like you know his backstory, and we already learned his backstory. Mm-hmm. We don't want to know any more about his feelings. He doesn't really have any feelings.
I'm going to disagree.
Because you don't like the Punisher. That's what I'm saying. Like him.
You're right. I don't like him. But let me say this. These shows in the Marvel Universe, we talk about this all the time, they have fetched so many non-fans. You know, I mean, so many non-fans, and that's why the pulse of whether people like superhero movies or superhero shows, whether they like them or they don't, and, you know, it's always like, oh, this shit is on my nerves, and it's like, because you're not a fan, because they have fetched so many non-fans who have become fans, or so they think, because of this stuff, and so a lot of people don't have a goddamn clue with these people. My wife watched this with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because she saw
Good point. Some of this,
I was watching the bed, because I was power watching this shit for the show, you know, I'm like, I gotta watch it. You know, next thing you know, she was up on her. Now she mad at me because she all jittery and shit because she said shit went too far.
You just scarred her. Yeah.
Right. But she had no clue about any of his background.
Right.
So for her, she was cool with that. Right, yeah. And so I'm just saying it's a lot of non-fans watching this Tiff. That's all I'm saying. Right,
yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, once we know his backstory, which we learned at the beginning.
Yes.
If you want it to be a real Punisher story, it should just be him not having any friends, not being nice to people,
oh, wait a minute.
Not talking to jack shit nobody, and just killing everybody.
But this is the beginning, though. This is the beginning.
He talked a lot in Daredevil.
Yeah, he did.
On that damn roof, he talked to Red all damn day. And I was a little disappointed because I just wanted them to mention Red.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Right.
Because speaking of that, intro Karen Page, she came in so needy. So goddamn needy. I was like, God damn, girl, get you a man. You know, she throwing herself all on him. Oh.
I'm like, well, he did save her life, man. You know what I'm saying? He taught her how to shoot a gun.
Yeah, but then, you know, you had mad, and then that didn't work out, and then mad again, you know, the defenders. And then, you know, she see the Punisher for 5 minutes, and she's he looking at her like, yeah, this shit.
I don't like Karen Page.
You're not the only one. I don't mind her.
Really?
No, I don't mind her.
She don't bother me.
No, she don't bother me either. She kind of bothered me in a Daredevil thing. I'm going to tell you, oh my God. When she walked in, Elektra was in the bed, and Styx was in another room, and she acted like it was some orgy going on. I was like, come on, girl. You know damn well.
I love that, though. Yeah, Styx was a hater, man. He was a straight hater for that one.
But come on. Yeah, I know. You don't even ask no questions. You just storm out. I ain't leaving. Take your ass on. There's too much drama with you. Anyway. And then everything she does now is getting it. You're going to leave Matt for Frank? Frank crazy as a motherfucker. Frank is crazy.
But he's the bad boy. Every girl wants the bad boy. You know what I mean? Tiff, come on.
You might be right, Smooth. Yeah. You might be right.
I like the idea that lady is like a bad boy, but I'm not sure it's true, but he really is a banana.
Yeah, oh, he's crazy as hell. Yeah. I love them crazy looks on his face all the time. Looking all confused, but mad at the same time. So let's talk.
Like when he's like consistently swallowing, like his Adam's apple is always going up and down. Did you guys notice that?
I did not notice.
No, I didn't notice that.
I was like, what the fuck is going on with that?
So we got this side by side story going on, right? Okay, so it's a few side by side stories going on.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, so we got this agent, you know, Madani, Madani. She comes in and. Who was her boss? Wasn't Charles C. Hall, was it? It was C. Thomas Howell.
Ralphie?
No. Thomas Howell was the FBI agent in charge. They got his ass killed early on in the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, he dies. She takes his post, you know. Yeah. And I thought that was strange because she had just got to the office.
I thought that was strange, too.
I'm like, she in charge? Who the number two dude? Right. So there was no number two dude. So they had all this stuff going. So what did y'all think about Agent Madani? Smooth.
I thought she was cute. She did have some. Her face was a little angular for me. You know what I'm saying? She did have. It was geometric. But no, I dug her though. I mean, she was necessary. I figured, you know, she was smart. I liked her car when she had it.
Yeah, she got out the car. Tiff, how did you feel about Agent Madani?
I don't mind her as a character necessarily. However, I don't understand why this show had so many side stories because, like, I don't think, like, okay, most of the time when we watch a story or a show or, you know, whatever, the side stories are, like, feeding into the main part of the story. Like, we need to know more about Madani because how that affects her and how that affects her looking for Frank, right? That's why we need to know about her. We don't need to know about...
Yeah, I think they might have... They did wrap it up in the end.
They over Madani did, I think, a little bit. They over-side-storied it. This show could have been, like, 10 episodes, I think, and they could have cut down a lot on the side stories.
I would agree.
And so,
And I'm just going to bring up something about Madonna with the quickness that's not going to be popular with the fellas. I did not need those sex scenes. I just didn't think I'm going to tell you this move.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why I didn't need them. Mm-hmm. Because they seem so out of place when they happen.
Okay.
I was like, really?
I can agree with you on that. Now the thing that I did like about the sex scene is that it wasn't overdone. I did like her bandaged up.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was, you know what I mean? It didn't, like you said, it was kind of like you said, it was like kind of out of place.
It was like, y'all just going to,
yeah, right.
Like, okay, so I guess we're watching booty now,
yeah,
right?
I'll throw this in here for the, like you said, for the creepies and whatever.
Right. It was like a fan service thing, right? Especially because like maybe one sex scene would make sense because like then we're like, okay, they've reached this level of intimacy. They're having sex. Mm-hmm. Great. Do you know what I mean? But after a while, it became gratuitous because like they showed the scene and then, okay, they're having sex. This, I remember this very clearly because I was like, that's fucking insane. They're having sex. They cut to the Punisher doing something and they come back and they're having sex again. Like that sex scene added nothing to the story. Do you know what I mean? Like,
only thing that it added was the fact that she compromised herself and we didn't need all. And I guess my biggest problem with it was it's just the timing of the whole thing. It was kind of like just there.
Yeah.
You know, I was like,
and it went on and on,
and it did go on and on. And, yeah. And while we're talking about those two characters, let's talk about Billy.
Billy,
let's talk what about
a fucker. So Billy is so. The worst person in the whole show.
I'm not so sure because I hate that fucking bomber kid too. You know,
really?
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
I didn't. Lewis. I felt sorry for Lewis. I didn't. I think the worst dude I hated was the Rawlings, the dude with the dead eye. Was that his name, Rawlings?
Yeah.
Agent Orange,
as they call it. Well, he was who he was.
Yeah.
But Billy, man, when I first saw him, I did not realize he was Jigsaw. You know, God, he's not charming. And my wife was like, "What do you mean?" I said, "He's supposed to be charming, but you know what? He's used car salesman oily." And she's like, "You're right." I was like, "Yeah, he's not like your drawers charming. He's like, ugh, God, what is this dude up to?"
Well,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, plus the thing that they did that really is irritating, and you'll notice this too, like, when we're watching a movie or a show and then somebody's a bad guy, but he's a secret bad guy. So like, at the beginning, we don't know Billy's a bad guy.
I knew he was a bad guy. Go ahead.
Well,
I did.
Then it doesn't matter if, because you can figure out he's a bad guy. But like, the fact is that we are supposed to believe he's a good guy.
Yeah, we were.
Right?
For a while.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
But then as soon as we find out that he's in the cahoots with Agent Orange, the demeanor of the character, the portrayal of the character changes.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
He got on my goddamn nerves, and I wanted him to give us his whole goddamn show.
He got on your nerves?
I wanted him out of there, man. I just, he bothered me.
As far as, not like he bothered me, like, I can't stand watching you act.
No, it wasn't the acting.
The character, yeah, you wanted his character gone.
No, this character was well developed. I wanted him to get
his. He did his job, basically, yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
You're waiting for him to get his comeuppance.
I wanted him to get this. I was like, kill this bastard, you know, it was just,
I cheated, though, because the name, like, the name rang, you know, was ringing in my head, but so I went on law, Billy, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, okay, it's Jigsaw. Yeah.
You are the king of the spoilers. Yeah, you just don't give a shit.
It was bothering me, man. It was bothering me because I knew who he was.
My favorite character, favorite character, Curtis. Poe Curtis.
Yeah, Poe Curtis, man.
Curtis just kept getting his ass whooped by everybody.
Man. Curtis is my favorite character, too. To the point where, like, we've hit spoilers, right?
We spoiled a long time ago.
When the kid Lewis beats him up, I was like, if they kill Curtis, I'm not watching the rest of the show.
Yeah, be done.
But you know what?
He's kind of the heart of the show. Like, I feel like, you know how like every show has like the person that like
the glue.
Like Frank is he's the one that you actually really feel for, I feel like, most of the time, because he's a good guy. Like, he's the real such only a good guy.
Yeah.
Curtis was crazy, though, because when that kid was sleeping in that bunker, I was like, Curtis, you crazy. I was like, this dude, it's November, you sitting here talking about come on to a meeting. Hey, right. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, right,
y'all better call the cops on this dude.
But like you said, man, I can't leave you, man.
Dude, he had an AR-15 sitting right there.
But he felt his pain, man. He felt, you know what I'm saying?
Curtis didn't know when to quit.
He does. Well, Frank told him, said that. Yeah, like, yeah, Frank, yeah, he'll try to fix shit that
he was still trying to talk to him when a dude was about to come at him, had his hand behind his back. He was still trying to talk him down. Yeah, I was like, you ain't talking this dude down.
Well, I mean, what can you do, though? I mean, you know, he got a gun.
I'd have been like, you know what, Lewis, crazy little motherfucker, I'm going to go. You do what you do.
You wasn't going to let him go.
I'm with you. Down with the establishment. Go ahead.
When you found out that one guy that was Lewis's friend wasn't actually in, like, didn't actually serve.
I wanted to beat him myself.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Whoa! Yeah, I was like, you're a piece of shit, dude.
He's worse because he's sitting around those people with their grief.
Right.
You know, it's different from somebody saying, hey, I did this and it didn't. Dude, you're all up in their meetings and stuff. Wow.
Right.
Dude.
And acting like they were pieces of shit because at least you were thanked.
Get over it.
Right. Yeah, right. You didn't. Yeah. You have no.
Here's the worst part. Even when he was busted, he wouldn't come out of it.
So wouldn't.
No. He just kept it going.
Yeah, just kept going.
He's like, oh, no, the magazines are just wrong. Right. Oh, you Google that.
Yeah, you're going to believe the internet?
Yeah.
The internet?
He wound Lewis's crazy ass up and watched him go.
Oh, man.
Lewis's daddy, too. Lewis's daddy was another guy that I was just like, damn, dude, I know that's your son, but goodness gracious.
Yeah, you see he got stabbed.
Yeah, you blind.
Yeah, you see he got stabbed. He came in the house with no shirt on, and it's 30 below.
Hands all bloody.
Yeah, hands all bloody. Yeah, I mean, that's hard, though.
His ass would have been out when he shot the gun at me, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he shot the gun at him. Now, you got to go. You got to go.
I don't know about that.
Dude, man. You got to go someplace and get some goddamn help.
Yeah, we gotta get you some help.
You straightjacket.
We gotta get you some help. Yeah, we do. Yeah, he's
beyond.
Yeah, dude, yeah, he shot at you and built a bunker.
Yeah, we gotta get you some help.
It ain't like he shot at you and went to work and came back and said sorry with some flaws. He went deeper.
We didn't see no more of the dad after those.
Yeah, because remember they was eating the pizza. Yeah, they was talking about rope a dope.
Well, you know? Yeah. I mean, after that.
Yeah, I felt bad for his dad, really. Yeah.
So. How about let's talk about Micro for a little bit, because you know Micro comes in.
Yeah.
What's the matter, too? What's the matter, bro?
I don't like him. Oh, plus I am, and this is not. But how weird was it when he showed him his wiener?
So who?
Yeah, he. Yeah, what was
he pulled his pants down and showed Frank his wiener,
which he didn't have to do because he was already bucket naked getting tortured by him for like a week.
But do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. That's when he was drunk.
All the interactions that happen in the show just seem slightly off. They're just like, do you know what I mean? Like, they're just like not.
But I dug the story, though, Tef.
I did, too. Yeah, I dug his backstory.
The way the story, I dug the whole story. Yeah, yeah. It one time felt very much all over the place for a while because I didn't know what the hell Lewis was doing with this. And because it was so separate, I was patient. I said, you know what? All this shit is going to come together at one
Lewis,
big moment.
Yeah, Lewis, like you said, I knew he has to be in here somewhere.
For some purpose.
Yeah, right.
Because they had this thing going with him. Mm-hmm. And then they had Frank having these Kandahar dreams and stuff.
Right.
And then, you know, meeting Micro and their relationship, which I dug. I really did.
Yeah, I love that, yeah.
What it about cool. you? Tiff, you didn't like it at all, huh? Not them.
No. I didn't dislike their dynamic sometimes. That was fine. Do you know what I mean? The thing is that, like, when he went to that, like, okay, everybody knows that his wife is hot for Frank.
Super duper. Frank a piece of shit. You can't keep going there. Frank, what you doing, Frank?
But, you know, he's the eyes and ears, right? You know what I mean? So, I mean, he has to, you know.
But also, the scene where, can we talk about the scene where she's like, what should I do? I'm afraid my son's a bully, which we talked about a little bit off the air. But Frank pulls a knife on him. I turned to Mike and I said, he was probably never a good father. Like, I feel like he misses his kids, but he's probably like a garbage dad because that is insane.
It was.
Pull a knife on a child.
I'm going to tell you what's so bad about that. I was so mad at that kid for busting that little girl in the eye. I was like,
I don't think it was. I think it was what he needed at the time. He's stealing skateboards. He's popping his sister in the mouth. He's talking back to his mom. Yeah, this is the road you're going to go down here, little guy, if you keep it up.
Pull a machete on him?
Yeah, somebody will. You keep doing this shit. Yeah, this is what's going to happen.
I don't know about the
machete. But I felt the boy's pain when he said, yeah, I just wanted somebody. I want to just transfer this pain to somebody else.
What about some strap? Smooth?
No, that was more effective. The Punisher. Get the Punisher. Hey, 1-800-PUNCH. You want to get straight at your little kid? Call that guy right there. He put all type of shit to his neck.
But then Micro's like, he comes and he's like, oh, he needs my help. He needs my help. I would fucking punch Frank in the face. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't care if that was the right way to handle it. I'd be like, don't you ever.
He showed up.
Pull a knife on my child.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That knife was a sword. It wasn't even a knife.
Yeah, it was like a machete.
Right.
It was so big.
Straight illegal if you get caught with that. You're going to jail.
Hey, I really liked the scenes when they went to West Virginia.
Yeah.
And they found the one guy I really liked, Hawkins.
Gunner.
Yeah, Gunner. What is his name? Gunner Hawkins?
Yeah.
Maybe I might be wrong, but. You know, he wasn't playing with Frank. He put them arrows in. I ain't never seen a hero get shot as much.
Man, Frank, that's what I love too. He was getting his.
Every engagement he got shot.
He got shot. Yeah.
Arrows.
Right.
Knives. Bullets.
Yeah.
Oh God.
He took a riddle of bullets on a few of them.
Yeah. So Tiff, all this culminates in the end. They all get together back at the Central Park, the trolley, okay. You know, it's the perfect place to take Frank because he can't concentrate because that's where his family was massacred at and stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, they're having a showdown because I hate it when those federal agents came to get Buck Billy, 7 of them, and he clandestinely shot all 7 like it was nothing.
Yeah.
When
they came in his house, yeah, he just black
at the,
in the back.
Not his house, at his job.
Oh, yeah.
And he shot them all. 7, you know, it was 7 of them. I was counting. I was like, he took out 7 highly trained federal agents like it was nothing. And he walked and then called Frank, tied up the teens. I guess he cut their wrists because he said they was bleeding out. And then they had this shootout amongst the horses, you know, in and out. And I can tell you this, Tip. If you didn't like Billy, the payoff was strong.
Oh, was it?
It was strong. Frank fucked him up. I mean, Frank got his too.
Right.
But once Frank got his hands on him, oh my, I was like, okay, that's enough. I was like, that's enough. Oh my God.
I'm okay now.
That's 12, right?
Huh?
I'm like Tiff. I'm up to 11. I didn't see 12. I didn't see.
Oh, neither. Yet. Oh, God. Okay, right, yeah. Okay, I'm. Well, we.
No,
we
you good. No, yeah, you good. Dude, no, you good. I'm going to see. I'm
the
going to
payoff is strong. Y'all want to hear y'all. It was strong. Yeah. I was like, oof.
When he dug dude's eyes out. I'm like, oh my God.
That was deep. I think the payoff is stronger.
Yeah, I believe
I can't wait.
Yeah, with Billy, y'all believe it. Believe it. He's been savoring this.
Yes. Yes.
He's been savoring that.
But it was a good fight. And I'm not even gonna spoil it because what I just told y'all could still enjoy the last episode. Mm-hmm. Yes indeed.
Oh, yeah. That's
I mean Frank wasn't 100% either, was he?
Frank gets shot in every.
I know, yeah, he has stab wounds.
Every engagement, Frank take about 6-7 hits.
Oh yeah, they had to have like a little surgery on him. At Manny Hughes' house or whatever name is.
Right. So listen, I'm gonna give it a huge thumbs up. I did enjoy it better than the Defenders. I enjoyed it better than Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have? Luke Cage. We had Jessica Jones, mm-hmm. and we had
Daredevil. Two Daredevils.
I'll put this Punisher, honestly, right between Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I
put it above Jessica Jones because I thought Jessica Jones was a little even more slower.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Jessica Jones.
I know you. It's, and I did, too. I really liked it. But Jessica Jones did have some slow times, you know.
Yeah.
But I think there was action in every Punisher show, but they did like do a lot of world building and stuff.
Oh yeah.
But I still enjoyed it, man.
Hell yeah.
I thought the acting was top notch. There were some things that didn't. Some of the stuff was crazy, like we mentioned. But in all, I think it was definitely worth your time.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Smooth?
Oh yeah, I did enjoy it. He did his punishing things, like you said. It was gruesome when it was supposed to be, his logic was, I love when he busted out his logic to Lewis, and when he was telling him, I do this, I kill my people face to face, you're a coward, you know what I'm saying? You know,
Lewis,
I was like, you know what, he's right, he does, you know what I'm saying, pretty much, you know what I'm saying?
How about the scene holding Karen hostage?
Oh yeah,
so nice. I like that episode. Yeah, right. Did you like that episode with the flashbacks and a different point of view? Did you get to that episode, Tiff?
No.
Oh, it's a good episode.
Oh yeah, the senator was lying to him. He's like, is that what he told
told you.
Took some shots, bro.
Yeah, get out of here, you fraud. Yeah, you. Yeah, that
that's a good episode.
Yeah, that was a good episode. That was. Yeah, a good episode.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. I wonder if I haven't finished it yet. So like, I wonder if overall I will enjoy it. I didn't hate it either. It's not like I hated it. It's just that like I thought like I wish there was even more action because like that's what's so awesome. And maybe I'm just used to like watching Punisher movies.
Hey, finish it.
I was about to say yeah.
Finish
get,
it.
Yeah, get to yeah, yes. From 10 to from
you want action?
On, yeah,
oh
you
God. See it, yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll let you guys know what I think when right. I finish it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. You
and so I think that's everybody, right? We all you know say what we have to say.
Oh yeah,
a good show, y'all, man. Yeah. You know, so we talked about everything. We all stoked about the good stuff. The Infinity, can't wait for that. And what we gonna do next week? We going old school. It's time for a Christmas movie. We gonna pick a Christmas action movie next week. How about Lethal Weapon? That's a Christmas movie.
Oh yeah, I think that's good. Good choice.
There you go. You can do that all show. So that's it, y'all. I'm the host of Fangio Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. We came to do the damn thing, and we got it done. With me is my awesome and sensitive co-host. Say goodbye, Tiff.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, as always.
And the smooth one himself.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth. Not Dwayne.
Not Christmas either.
No.
So we'll be right back. We'll be back next week, and until then, well, no, right back. We will be on patrol.
Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodbye.